Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein, dictating a independent medical evaluation. Examinee Marlon, M-A-R-L-E-N, Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, claim number W00334-3703, date of injury 12-18-2020, MES file number 211-2200-4038, case type, rescheduled WC, specialty psychiatry, employer slash insured Suffolk Transportation, client PMA group slash Allentown. Date of IME, March 30th, 2022. Marlon Guerrero was seen on March 30th, 2022 for an independent medical evaluation. She arrived 10 minutes late for this examination. She was interviewed with the help of a Spanish translator from ProCare, Ms. Pilar, P-I-L-A-R, Garrido, G-A-R-R-I-D-O, / K-U-R-M-A-N-C-H-I-K. Marlon Guerrero is a 47-year-old single female who resides with her two daughters, ages 16 and 18. She states her uncle and aunt live downstairs in the same house. She was employed as a school. She is employed as a school bus driver. And she reports that she returned to work on March 22nd of 2022 for the Brentwood School District on a part-time basis with a schedule of about 36 hours per week. New paragraph. Marlon Guerrero suffered an injury on 12-18-2020 when she fell near the main bus office. She reports that she slid on black ice near the office. When she tried to get up, she states she fell on her knees and elbows to protect her face and experienced pain. She states she reported neck pain to her supervisor, who sent her home. She said she did return to work in January for 15 days on a basis of quote-unquote light duty without driving. She sought medical attention and states her MRI showed disc problems in her neck. She remained on light duty from 1-18-2021 through to May of 2021. She reports she then returned to driving after being deemed to have a 50% disability and continued to June of 2021. She stayed school closed for the summer. She resumed working in September of 2021 on 9-8, but by 9-22, due to pain, she was again out of work from 9-22-21 to last week, 3/22/22. She is under the care of an orthopedist who prescribes meloxicam 7.5 milligrams daily for pain and a muscle relaxant, cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams daily. She reports that she began to experience difficulty sleeping and a depressed mood. And was referred to Long Island Psychological Consulting, PC. There she saw Dr. Roy Aranda, A-R-A-N-D-A, for an initial evaluation on September 12th of 2021. He diagnosed adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood. And recommended sessions with him. These sessions took place on 9/16/21, 9/23/21, 9/30/21, 10/7/21, 10/14/21. These records were included in my review of records. She reports that Dr. Aranda has suggested music therapy, which she has found helpful, as well as visualizations at bedtime. Past psychiatric history, she denies there's no history of suicide attempts, no history of psychiatric admissions. Alcohol and drug use denies. Family psychiatric history denies for both psychiatric or substance abuse issues. Social history, she was born in the Dominican Republic. She moved here 11 years ago. She attended university for 2.5 years in the Dominican Republic and studied medicine. She states she gets along well with her aunt and uncle. She reports that the father of her daughters died 2 years ago from suicide. They lived separately and had never married. She's taken several trips. She visited Dominican Republic in the summer of 2021 for 1 week and visited Florida in May of 2021. She denies any volunteer work. She does see friends at times. She can write, read, and speak English, quote-unquote, a little. She's able to drive and has tried to choose easier routes for her bus driving now that she is back at work. She is able to go to the nail salon. A mental status exam. She was a tall woman was casually dressed. Speech was fluent in Spanish. She described her mood as, quote-unquote, down. She admits to hopelessness at times. When falling asleep, she at times hears the voice of her daughter talking to her. She denies visual hallucination, denies paranoia, denies anhedonia. She's able to enjoy her family. She likes to be able to exercise if physically she is able. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, including day of week. She admitted to some anxiety and panic attacks on a weekly basis. Some further questions that I was asked to address by Davis and Morehouse, M-O-R-E-H-A-U-S-E, attorneys at law. Include one, a history of prior treatment, and current living arrangements. Of note, since her injury, she's unable to go to the gym or play volleyball, which had been a huge interest of hers. Two, patient denies vaping, smoking, social drinking, dancing, or volunteer work. She states she's unable to pursue volleyball and gym activities, which have been an outlet in the past, and she did confirm a one-week trip to the Dominican Republic in the last year. Three, the patient reports she returned to work on March 22nd, 22, without restrictions related to psychiatric issues. Four, she does report anxiety and depression, and that she does go to the nail salon and does see family and friends at times. Her grooming was appropriate. Five, she studied 2.5 years of college in the Dominican Republic. She was seen with a Spanish interviewer. She said she speaks and writes and reads English, quote, a little, unquote. Six, I believe the adjustment disorder diagnosis of mixed anxiety anxiety and depressed mood. Is definitely causally related to our injury on 12/18/2020. 7. I believe she should continue in therapy sessions with Dr. Aranda every 2 weeks for the next 6 months, and the treatment is related to this claim. Eight, the patient is currently working on a part-time basis. It appears she can perform this work. And therefore, the psychiatric components are leading to a mild 0 to 25% disability. 9, she is able to drive. I'm unsure how far she drives. 10, listed medications has been prescribed, have been outlined earlier in this dictation. She reports a side effect of fatigue. Eleven, she is only mild 0 to 25% disabled at this time. 12, I do not believe she has reached maximum medical improvement. 13, the medical reports in the folder from Dr. Aranda have been reviewed. There were no other reports from mental health providers. 14. I do not believe she has reached maximum medical improvement. She may benefit from a trial of an antidepressant, which would involve a consultation with a psychiatrist. And she is willing to do that. This is recommended at this time. should you have any other questions, please do not hesitate to call. I am available for testimony with advance notice. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 D parentheses 4 parentheses E parentheses. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. At the start, please add WCB case number G2787955-D/A121820 and DNM file number 106111.